Must be nice having this whole place to yourself.
It's okay. I get really bored and really lonely.
I like being alone.
But you still come to visit me?
You talk to me. When I'm with people, it's just like I'm alone but getting judged.
What do you mean? What do people judge you for?
Everything.
Well, I mostly feel ignored. You know, people come in here and they just walk right by.
I'd take being ignored over being judged any day.
What do you do when you're alone?
I sit and I read.
What do you eat?
Cheez-Its.
What are Cheez-Its?
They're like little squares of cheese.
And somebody drops them in your tank every day?
I don't have a tank, I have a house.
So somebody drops them in your house every day?
I get my dad or my mom to go to the store and buy me some.
I don't have a mom or a dad.
Yeah, you do. How else would you be here?
I never thought about it. I've got that guy.
Who?
Him.
Can I help you, son?
I'm a girl.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't see you under that hat there. Can I help you with something?
No, we were just talking.
You were talking to this pufferfish here?
Yeah.
There's a very specific feeling you get when you're in an aquarium or a fish store. It's dark and quiet. You see all these alien-looking fish that are all different sizes and colors. They can be exotic and beautiful and mundane, even a little sad, all at the same time. This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And for today's story, we'll see what life looks like from both sides of the glass.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Okay, now back to Fish Girl.
You were talking to this pufferfish here.
Yeah.
Where's your mom and dad?
My dad's running errands, so he dropped me off.
Okay, well, don't tap on the glass and make her puff up.
I won't.
Yeah, she turns into a big spiky balloon. Everyone thinks it's funny, it's cute, ah ha ha. It's actually a defense mechanism.
I know.
Well, I'll just be over here if you need something.
Okay.
I knew you wouldn't tap on the glass.
How?
Because when I say things, you look at me. And you move your head up and down like this and smile.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
Do you just float and swim all day and think and think?
And eat. Hey, can you ask Eddie if you can drop me a snail? That's my favorite.
Yeah, sure. Can I feed her a snail?
She just ate. I don't think she'll be hungry.
She is. She told me.
All right. I climb up here.
I know. I feed my fish at home.
Your mom and dad have a tank?
My dad does.
Let me open up the top for you. It's heavy. And just drop them in. Oh, there.
Whoa.
She's got one.
She just broke it apart in one bite.
Yeah, she likes snails.
The way her mouth is, it kind of looks like she's always smiling.
Well, that's why a lot of people like pufferfish. They're very expressive.
I'm going to ask my dad if she can come live in our tank.
You know, pufferfish are a big responsibility. They need to live in very specific conditions.
We have a lot of fish like that.
That's fine, but you just can't put fish anywhere. It has to be the right fit, so...
It'll be the right fit.
I don't think so, Jane. Excuse me a minute. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Jane is not for sale. Not for now.
Oh.
What about a couple of these damselfish? You like these bright colors, huh? They're real easy to take care of.
We already have some of those. Oh, there's my dad. I gotta go. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye, Jane.
Bye.
Well, hey there, Mr. Davis. I didn't expect to see you back here so soon.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've got a little issue with the lionfish.
Oh, did he stop eating again?
You guessed it.
Yeah, well, they'd be picky little bastards. Oh, hello again.
Hi.
She was in here the other day. I'm going, who drops their kid off in an aquarium store? I didn't know she was yours.
She belongs to me. She hasn't stopped talking about this pufferfish you got.
I'm going to go talk to Jane.
See? Hey, Winnie, no obsessing, remember? Why don't you go look at the turtles? She gets so fixated on one specific thing, shuts everything else out. Lately, it's fish, so she's like this next to the tank all day. Honestly, since my wife and I split, she barely wants to talk to either of us.
Mm. Sorry to hear that.
But she's always been kind of a... just an unusual kid. I got her a bike for her birthday. She won't even ride it.
Well, you know, at least you know where she's not going, getting into trouble, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Hi, Jane.
Win, you're back.
Yeah, my dad was gonna come tomorrow, but I made him go today so I could come.
I thought of so many questions I wanted to ask you after you left. Here are the top three. Do you drive a car? What is a car? And when you go to sleep, do you stand up or sit down? It was so hard to pick three.
Okay, so no. It's like a big metal box with wheels that goes really fast, and neither. I lie down.
Wow. Next question, what do you do for fun, like with other kids?
I don't do anything with the other kids. They call me Fish Girl.
Who does?
People in my class. I told my friend about how I talk to fish, and, well, she told everyone. So now they call me that.
Fish Girl sounds like a compliment to me.
Trust me, it's not.
Oh. Tell me about the other fish at your house. Do you talk to them too?
Mostly to our lionfish, Happy, and our clownfish, Nemo. And our other clownfish, Nemo.
How do you tell them apart?
I can't.
Did they come from the ocean?
No, from a store. Oh, hey, look, I wanted to show you something. Look. Didon holocanthus, a porcupine pufferfish, just like you.
Oh, is that in the ocean? Like a wild pufferfish?
I think so.
Wow. Is that what I look like?
Well, pretty close, but different.
I wish I could meet a wild fish, you know? Like, not a store fish, a wild fish. Not like these guys. They're really boring.
Wouldn't he take you?
Eddie? Oh, no. He's got the sense of adventure of a sea sponge.
Win, time to go.
I gotta go.
Wait.
Winnie, come on.
I'll be back soon.
Okay.
Come on, let's go. I gotta drop you off at your mother's or she's gonna kill me for being late again.
Will Jane be for sale someday?
We'll see.
If she is for sale, can we get her?
Honey, we don't need any more fish. Thanks, Eddie. I'll let you know how it goes.
Bye-bye now.
What about a cat? You want a cat or something?
No.
Back again, huh? Don't you have school?
School's over.
Where's your dad?
At home. I rode my bike here.
Well, we've got two hermit crabs over here. Ever seen a hermit crab?
I'm just here to talk to Jane.
All right, then. I'll just be over here.
Jane?
Win! I'm practicing swimming upside down today. Look.
Wait. Guess what? I have a surprise for you.
Oh, what is it?
Want to go see a lake.
What's a lake?
Kind of like a small ocean.
Really? How?
Okay, so I brought a plastic bag. I can put you in there and then take you to the lake on my bike.
The lake? That sounds wonderful, Win, but Eddie would never let you take me anywhere.
No, I know. So here's what we can do. I'll wait and hide somewhere, and he'll think I left. And then when he goes home, I'll come out and get you, and we can go and come back before he even...
Having a nice chat over here?
No.
Your nose.
What?
When you press your face against the glass, it leaves a big print.
Oh, sorry about that. Can I feed Jane another snail?
Again? How about a clam this time?
Okay.
Here. One's enough. Go ahead.
I feel a little bit sorry for Jane.
And why is that?
Because she's bored. She says she wants to see the ocean. Or a lake.
Well, maybe you could just show her a picture of the ocean or a lake on your phone or something. But, you know, this is her home. She lives here.
She won't live here forever, though.
Yes, she will.
Maybe you could just take her outside once to maybe see...
All right,
see-
look, that's enough. She is fine. I think I know how to take care of my... She's happy. Look, she's got a smile on her face. She's fine. She's got a smile on her face. Where is that damn thing? Stay here and watch Jane and don't touch anything.
He'll only be gone a minute.
I didn't mean to...
Are we going or not?
Yes. Yes, let's go.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go. Get in.
Bye, everyone. If I don't come back, assume I was eaten by a shark.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
I'm in.
Let's go.
We'll get back to the story in just a moment, but since we're on the subject of theft, I wanted to quickly tell you about today's sponsor, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is home security done right. It gives you reliable and comprehensive protection for all your windows and your doors, and it's been thoughtfully designed with sensors that are incredibly small, so you can put them all over your house or your fish store or whatever you want to protect, and no one will ever notice. And it's got all these intelligent backups for if you lose power or the internet. And also, no contracts. Learn more about how SimpliSafe can help you protect your home. Go to simplisafe.com/truth. That's simplisafe.com/truth. Okay, now back to Fish Girl.
Almost there. Sorry for all the wobbling.
Don't be sorry. I can't believe this was all out here the whole time. Forget about the lake. This is enough.
I hope you're kidding.
No, keep going.
So, the lake is actually really far, but right here... There's a pond.
What's a pond?
That is a pond.
Wow. You're saying the ocean is bigger than that?
A lot bigger. But we can see if there are any fish. Let's hurry. Maybe I could hold on to this branch and I could lure you in. Okay, I'm gonna lower you in a little.
Don't pour me out of the bag.
I won't. Let me know if you see anything.
What if I see another puffer fish? Would that be awkward? What do I say?
Say hi. Ready?
Okay.
What do you see?
A lot of green stuff. This water is so dirty. Oh, there's a little fish. A real wild fish. Hi! Hello? Oh, he's gone. Wait, what's that? It's a monster!
It's just a turtle. Haven't you ever-
Help!
Oh my gosh, Jane. You're all big and spiky.
I couldn't help it. I got scared.
I think you poked a hole in the bag. It's leaking.
What? Can you fix the hole?
Not really.
No. We can't run out of water. I won't be able to breathe.
What do we do?
Put me in the pond.
I can't. You need salt water. Oh, no.
Don't move. Do not move. Give me that.
Give it to me carefully. Whoa, did you put her
Jess,
in there?
She stayed in the bag.
She could die, you know. You know that? What if I hadn't... Here you go, Janie.
Oh, my God.
Here you go. Put the bike in the trunk and get in.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
Will she be okay?
I don't know. We'll see how she does when I get her home.
Please don't tell my dad.
Don't tell your dad. Don't tell your dad that you committed a crime and that you stole my property and that you almost killed...
I was trying to be careful. I didn't let her out of the bag. I didn't think
you didn't
that she...
think. And that's the problem. Okay. Here we go. Janie. Here we go. You're home. How does that feel? You can breathe now. Just relax.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, that's a lot better. How can you stand breathing air?
Yeah, well, you work with what you've got.
Wait, you can hear what she's saying?
Just a thing I can do, you know?
Thought I was the only one.
So you finally got your wish, huh? Or partway there, at least?
I can't say it's enough adventure for a lifetime, but it's enough for now.
You see what can happen when you go out there? And if I had let you go home with her, and then you talked her into this, and I hadn't...
I know. I just needed to try something. And I'm not sorry. But I never thought I'd be so happy to see this room.
Well, maybe I have been selfish. But I can't imagine not having...
It's not about leaving you, Eddie. Try to understand that, please. But I need more than just you.
I know. And I'm sorry.
You know, you could move her to the window.
What's that?
Put her tank on that table. You can move all that stuff. Then at least she can see out the window all day.
Yes. And never close the blinds, even at night.
And you should probably have a sign on the tank that says not for sale.
Is that all right with you, Jane?
Can Wynne still come visit me whenever she wants?
I'm guessing she's gonna, no matter what I say.
Then it's great with me.
Oh, hello. Fancy meeting you here, my daughter who just decided to leave the house without telling me. Did you ride your bike here?
Mm-hmm.
When'd you start riding your bike?
This morning.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope she hasn't been too much of a bother. Thanks for taking care of her.
No problem.
Come on, Winnie, we gotta get home for dinner. Let's go.
See you tomorrow, Jane.
See you tomorrow, fish girl.
Winnie! Bye-bye now.
To hear more original stories like this one, go to thetruthpodcast.com and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Fish Girl was written by Becca Shaw and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Bea Herbstman as Wynne, Allison Simmet as Jane, Scott Richardson as Eddie, and Ed Herbstman as Wynne's dad. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They give us a place to meet each week. They also offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Find out more at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Davey Gardner. Our intern is Maria Bobbitt Shurtock. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.